Shop. 100% carbon offset power you can be proud of.
Now, this is one of my favourite news stories, guys, and let's be honest, it's been a horrible start to the year. There's just the most traumatic news stories everywhere, but thank goodness for India, particularly Mumbai. I love Mumbai. I love India. Mumbai have done one of my favourite things. Now, this is an official thing that's come down from the Mumbai government. The police in Mumbai are trying to cut down on people honking their horns because it's very common in India. So okay. Basically, if you're on the streets of Mumbai, it's just non-stop honking. Yeah. It's a racket.
It's like Bali.
Yeah, it's just non-stop. So what they've decided is they're putting up these big billboards. And essentially, if you're at a red light, until there is no honking, they will not turn the light green. So basically, so that the light will only go green and you can go forward if there's no honking.
It's the best. It's got to go to like a certain decibel. It's like 80, is that right?
Yeah, something like that.
It's like 80, because I saw they put all these signs up. I saw it on the TV. Oh. Mate, because I don't have much on, I would literally sit at that light and because it resets, the timer resets, and the person behind me will be getting that angry.
I mean, can we hear what it sounds like in Mumbai?
Yeah, here we go.
This is the best.
If the decibel level went over 85 dB, the signal would reset and stay red for longer.
So basically, this reminds me of school. It's like when the teacher says, until you're all quiet, no one's going out to lunch. You're all going to stay in the playground.
Laughs.
And then everyone's quiet for a second. You're right. But that one person who laughs, you all look at him and you go, are you kidding? Are you serious? And that'll happen. There'll be one person will honk and then everyone will get out of their cars. There'll be fisticuffs on the streets because they'll say, stop honking your horn.
Mate, the footage is amazing.
I got more. Here we go.
Feel free to honk. That is, if you don't mind waiting.
They've even got a sense of humour. Feel free to honk if you don't mind waiting because we are not turning the light green. And what I love about this, Feb, you're the guy that would honk.
100%.
You're the guy, I'm going to guess, in the classroom at school if there was something that went wrong. That, like, for instance, if you'd kicked a football through a window and the teacher stood up there and said, right, nobody's leaving until I find out who kicked that football. And then everyone would be looking at you going, can you just, now we're all in detention because you won't fess up.
100%.
131060, I'd love to hear from people. Were you the reason that everyone got stuck or that everybody was in trouble? Because this is essentially what's going to happen in Mumbai.
Yeah.
Some honkers are going to keep honking and no one's going to get to drive. Like, Feb, you're the reason that footballers can't drink at the Brownlow. That's on you. You're the reason.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, this is
I'm
gonna
proud
be,
of that too.
Isn't that?
This is going to be fun on the phones to get these examples.
My legacy.
13, 10, it actually is. 13, 10, 60, if you're the reason that everyone else misses out on something or that everyone else is punished for something.
Yeah, back at school, like, were you the reason everybody had to do detention or everyone? Because I remember we all messed up on a muck-up day because somebody had gone and done something, I can't remember, a couple of days before, like egged the bus shelter.
I egged the principal.
And then suddenly it was, no one gets to dress up, nobody gets a muck-up day. And it's like,
but if you can't have it, no one else can.
All right. Yeah,
that's
but because one person mucked up, everyone gets punished.
Oh, that's how it rolls.
We'll come back to your calls. This will almost be a confessional in a way. 13, 10, 60, the lines are open. Yes?
I mean, I was going to say, Fev's often the reason we have to stay back and have meetings with our boss, Amanda.
You know why? And I'm never there. It's only you two.
Okay, Fev and Byron.
101.9 The Fox.
We all thought Megxit was done. We thought Harry and Meghan had left the royal family, left the UK, just sitting over there in Canada, about to milk the world for all the cash that they can get their hands on. No, they're in the news. Of course they're in the news. The fact that they thought they were going to live in private now.
Yeah.
They were dreaming. Now, I love this. Two things have come out, guys. Again, I will preface this by saying I am not a Meghan Markle fan. I think she ruined the royal family.
Oh, really?
Okay, I'm going to say this. You know how I've said this the whole time? She's dumped her family for the royals, but now I feel like she's made Harry dump his family.
Yeah.
And everyone always thought it was strange that only one member of her family turned up to her wedding, and that was her mum.
The power of love.
And her mum sat there in that pew all by herself. Well, now it's come out that she and her mum aren't that close.
Oh, no.
Never were. Yeah, they're not that close.
What do you mean?
People have come out who know the family, saying they see each other maybe twice a year.
Was this in the Woman's Day?
No, it wasn't. No, it was on some online news source.
Wow.
Of course, but I agree. I'm reading what people are just reporting.
Yeah.
But I didn't think they were that close because her mum's never around and she's off doing her yoga classes in California. And I'm like, shouldn't you be with your new grandson? Like everyone knows when you live interstate or overseas, your mum comes over and helps you with the kid for a few months.
Yeah.
No, Doria never did. So that now let's point this out. Megan is not close to anyone in her family.
Mm.
And now poor Harry's been yanked away from his brother, his dad, his grandmother, his grandfather, who don't, you know, they're 98, 92. They haven't got a lot, you know, longer. Mm. Wouldn't you hang around your family? That's point one. Let me move on to point two.
Oh, wow. God, there's a couple of points.
Oh. Is this a top 10 list or?
Yeah, top 10 reasons that they should leave the royal family, and they have. This is another thing. You know how everyone's been fired up in the UK because taxpayers are paying for their security.
Yeah.
Well, now the taxpayers have paid for about, I think there's 15 guards have been flown mm-hmm. on taxpayer money to look after them in Canada. Well, they're now leaking. So they're now reporting back that they're being treated like
servants. Go down to the shops.
They're all annoyed that they're doing menial tasks.
Yeah.
Megan is sending them out to pick up takeaway coffees.
Oh, come on.
She sent them to get some Doritos and dip.
Yeah, one of them was outside an organic cafe just getting some groceries.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you can't. You know what? More power to you. If you want to leave the royal family and go and make your own money, don't get the British taxpayers who are working in mines, they're working in supermarkets, in factories. They're not paying for your security guard to go down the shop and get you cafe.
Well said.
There's Uber Eats for that.
Yeah, or kids.
Must admit.
I'll make my kids do that.
Although, I just said they should really call on Uber Eats, but then again, you just made Darcy go and pick up your Uber Eats.
100%.
She's a producer of this show.
Well, I wanted Will to do it, but Will was doing something
on the digital stuff on our show.
I don't even know why Will's here. 101.9
The Fox. The Fox. Yes. Now, yesterday, Fev, big day for you, Super Bowl Monday.
Yeah, it's a great day. Great day. One of my favourite days of the year.
To talk me through, what happened? Like, I'd love to do this with you. Sorry, I'm lying. I'd never want to do this. I'm not into
Super
Bowl.
Yeah, you'd be bored. And it's good because it's a place where you go with your mates, but you don't actually have to talk to anyone. Because it's really loud and you're watching the sport, you just sit and then you just do the little bit of a look, bit of a tap. Whoa, what about that play? It's like a lads. It was so much fun. So Jay's come with a couple of his mates and then it finished like.
Did he take the day off or is
that? No, he's on holidays.
Oh, well done, Jay.
So this is your brother, Jason.
Just waiting for all the rats to breed take a break.
He is a pest controller. His name is Jason Favola. And can we say, Australia's most highly regarded pest controller? He's even won awards.
He did.
He's an award-winning pest controller for Rentokil.
Yeah, Rentokil. He got right up there early. Just rested on his laurels a little bit. I think he might have slipped down the mark. But I think got a promotion. So he's going really well.
Well done,
Jace. So we finished like at 2 o'clock. It was early. So we thought, the boys wanted to go play some poker at Crown. I haven't played poker at Crown for like years.
Because you were banned. They wouldn't let you in the place.
Yeah, but I've been back for a while. But I've just never gone down there because I've got kids at home and Alex. I just never go.
You're like, a family man,
Yeah, just don't go. So we went out and we played a bit of poker, which was great. So we all got on the same table. And Jace thinks he's a bit of a poker player. That's pretty funny. I put this on my Instagram yesterday and I missed the start of it because I had a big hand and he had a big hand. I won't get into the poker talk, but I put a bit of money in. He went over the top. The flop come out. There was nothing on the. I've got a really good hand.
Mm.
I check to see what he'd do. So it's just me and him playing. Everyone else is laughing because they know it's brother on brother. And as he grabbed all of his chips, there was probably $100-something there.
Mm.
He goes, "I have been waiting for this moment all my life." And I go, "Well, what do you mean?" He goes, "To beat you in front of everybody, everyone's going to witness this."
Just to beat you at something.
And I'm like,
anything.
I'm looking at my cards and I'm like, pretty sure you can't beat my hand. Anyway, he put all his chips in. I called straight away. I waited. He's flipped over pocket kings. I've picked over pocket aces. Took all his chips. You could not have seen a flatter man yesterday. There was no one in the world that was more flat than that big boy. And everyone just laughed at him. And I went, "Sit down, mate. You can never beat your big brother."
And then what did he do?
He had to go to the ATM.
That is...
No, first he had to ring his missus to put money in for him. Oh, oh the
I
poor
mean,
kid.
Gamble responsibly.
Yeah. I know. And was, see, but this is the story of Jace's life.
Oh, no, it was amazing.
Because imagine being, I mean, it's, being your work colleague and friend, I see up close how you've got that thing, Fev. It just means you always land on your feet. You're super talented. You're brilliant at football. No, but you are.
How did this happen?
Like, you could close your eyes and kick goals and do freakish things on the football field.
That's about it, though.
You've walked into radio. Yep, nailing it. You're just naturally gifted. It would be very difficult to be your sibling because not only that, you rub it in his face.
100%.
And poor Jace, this has been the story of his life. Now, we've got a segment here that's in honour of Jace. I hope he's okay with it.
Second best siblings, yes, who'd have guessed? I'm so glad that I'm not second best.
He's an afterthought in the family.
Oh, poor Jay, he's a lovely
on.
Dad.
Oh, he is. He's an afterthought.
He's a great dad, he's a lovely guy.
He's a great dad.
But essentially he's lived the life of being the second best sibling to Brendan.
Yeah.
Now,
and that's not just coming from me, I'm not going to say, Mum and Dad think the same thing.
Oh, don't! 13 10 60. Are you the second best sibling? Do you have that brother or sister who just nails life and you're just coasting along going, I can't compete with this?
Well, these callers are going to sound very flat. I remember once Jason was on our show to talk about this topic a couple of years ago and I, at one point, had to give out the lifeline
you
number.
101.9 The Fox. Second best siblings. Yes. Who'd have guessed? I'm so glad that I'm not second best.
Unfortunately for Jason Favola, the younger brother of Brendan, it's been tough being Fev's brother. He's often talked to us about that on the show. And you're the brother that can do no wrong. You've got the Midas touch.
I do plenty wrong.
Yeah, but you're always landing on your feet.
Yeah.
And he's even admitted in the past that when you've had some falls from grace, when you've been on the front page of the
national newspapers. When I was in a mental institution, newspapers. He was wrapped.
Yeah.
He's like, yes.
Yeah, it's like he's had those moments where he's like, I can finally be the good brother, the successful brother. And then you come through and just keep dominating. But this happens to lots of families. You're just the second best sibling.
Ow.
Like Elise in Roeville. Hi, Elise.
Hi.
Elise, can you feel what it's like to be the younger Favola? Are you a second best sibling?
I am most definitely the second best sibling.
Oh, Elise, talk. We should have some violins, Byron. Can you conjure those up with your magic?
Yeah, I'll have a look.
Elise, what's going on?
So I'd be in parent-teacher interviews in school and my mum and my teachers would be speaking about my brother the whole time.
Because your brother's an amazing kid.
So you sit there and they just talk about how good your brother is. Oh, Elise.
Even teachers we didn't have interviews with would come up to my mum and speak about my brother.
Elise, you've just reminded me, my older brother, Keenan, he's a musician, and you might be familiar with the band Augie March.
Great band.
I didn't think Fev would be.
Fev doesn't listen to
Augie March,
alternative radio.
A successful
radio.
Australian
Mark.
Band. Yeah, you know the Triple J's Hottest 100? They had the number one song, like, in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Like
Augie March.
Augie. It's a pretty successful Australian band.
Is it really? What's he do? Play the
keyboards.
Flute? Keyboard.
He's a pianist.
Well, you got those fingers,
We've got
you,
piano hands.
Yes.
But this is interesting. My brother never had a lesson. I learnt the piano for 7 years and I could barely play it. But my brother was a natural, so he wasn't having lessons. But when I was about 12 and he was about 16, 17, we had a piano concert and my teacher asked my brother to come and play at it. And it was my piano teacher, my concert, but my brother played and I didn't. So how does that work?
It works because he's the better box.
He was really talented.
Mm. Does Pearl love him more?
Does she love him more?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I reckon she does.
Thank you very much,
Elise.
Who, by the way, some people apparently don't know her name and just call her Matt's sister.
Oh, that's when you know
that's
your second best.
That's where they go. That's Brendan's brother.
Oh.
Tara from Pakenham. Hi, Tara.
Hi.
Tara, this is sad because you're not just the second best sibling. You're the fourth best sibling.
Oh.
Is that right?
Ouch.
I am, and it sucks.
Oh, wow. Talk us through it, Tara.
All my siblings are pilots. So, you know, I've got a brother who's in the Royal Flying Doctor Service and my two sisters are commercial airline pilots.
Oh,
and what are you, a hostie?
I'm a teacher.
Well, that's a wonderful...
That's a wonderful vocation.
It's pretty good, but... It's,
yeah, no, I agree. It is great. But there's something about flying planes. Isn't it?
do you get discounts, though, when you fly?
Used to, not anymore.
So they've taken you off that, too?
Now.
Oh, okay.
Do they pass on some of their frequent flyer points to you?
I wish.
Oh,
not even in the family
Tara.
Pool. Okay.
No.
What do you do at like Christmas when everyone's sitting around and your parents are like, oh, how is this flight? What's this plane do? Do you feel like left out?
It was so horrible growing up for Christmas. Everyone would talk about airplanes and like engines and stuff. And I would just sit there pretty much twiddling my thumbs.
Well, you know the times table.
This is my favourite segment.
I know my times tables, yep.
There we go. Handy. Very handy, nevertheless.
Oh, dear.
Thank you.
Do we get Jace or is he still
no,
in bed?
No,
he's not answering our calls.
We can't find Jason.
He's lazy.
It's the Fox.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
Here's something that might be fun for us to talk about, Fev. This has gone nuts on online. And a lot of our friends, for instance, producers Leon, Darcy, they've been... Leon said half his day yesterday was his friends all debating this one issue online. Okay? So I'm going to flag it with you.
He should be busier working on our show.
Actually, it's a really good point. Leon, don't spend so much time online. Produce the show.
Focus.
Okay, here's a fun fact. Some people, Fev, have an internal narrative and some don't. So what I mean is, you know, some people, their thoughts are like sentences that they hear, and some people just have abstract, non-verbal thoughts. So you know how like when you're alone in the car and you're thinking, oh, when I get home, I have to do this and make the dinner. And So some people, I think, are hearing that. Like there's a voice and maybe it's their voice they're hearing talking. Maybe it's another voice that they hear talking. And other people, they're just abstract pictures maybe. Like they're just, they just see dinner on the table, but they don't hear themselves saying, I've got to cook dinner. What do you have?
What I'm thinking right now?
Yep.
I wish we were playing a song.
No, okay. This might feel like a therapy session.
Yeah, I'm like,
No, let's think about this, Fev. I want
go
you
back
to, just,
to your childhood.
I want to just be quiet. Let's all be quiet in the studio for a second. Just start thinking some stuff and tell me if you're hearing a voice or is it not a voice? What's happening?
Or pause.
Shh, quiet.
No, I've got nothing.
Well, give it more than a
just
second.
Just think about it. Okay, Fev. When we go quiet in a minute, in a second, just think about what you got to do today. But tell me, are you hearing a voice or are you just seeing things? Okay, quiet.
I got nothing. I'm blank.
There's nothing in there.
There's not much in there.
But you're bright. Okay.
Well, I think that when I get home, I'm like, okay, I'll ring Schnooksy when I get in the car because she wants some milk.
No, I don't want the list of the things.
Oh.
I want to know, are you hearing a voice? Don't just tell me what you're doing today.
No, there's no voice. I'm thinking it.
Yeah, but the thinking, is the thinking a voice in your head or is the thinking...
No, it's an action.
Right, you're abstract then. Because, okay,
I've got plenty of voices. I've got the devil on one shoulder and I've got the angel on the other going, don't do it, Brendan. And they fight with each other.
Well, at that, is the devil and the angel, are they your voices and do they pop in out
No, they have different voices.
Oh, so who's narrating your life?
I don't know. The devil's
Morgan
like,
Freeman?
The devil's like, do it. And the angel's like, don't do it. And I'm like, which
one
do I go?
Is the angel a female?
No, it's just like...
It's just got a higher pitch?
Yeah. I don't know!
I don't understand.
The angel sounded sort of like a prepubescent teen.
Yeah, that's a little Brendan going...
So you do have voices in your head.
Maybe.
Oh, this fascinates me. Okay. And I do want to open the phone lines 13 10 60.
I feel like I'm back in therapy.
Do you have an internal monologue or don't
you?
Because they're saying some people do and some people don't. Well, I had to think about this because I definitely do a lot of thinking. And I think it's me. I think it's my voice. Like, I think
you do like the sound of your own voice.
Thank you. I think I can hear me talking. I think it's me talking. Let me have a think.
I can 100%.
No, it's abstract. I'm not hearing a voice.
I don't hear a voice. I don't hear my voice at all.
I just saw my bedroom needed cleaning, but I didn't hear my voice saying, go home and tidy up.
These calls are going to be, this is going to be the most bizarre call-in we've ever done on 13 10 60. So people are going to tell us whether it's abstract or their own voice in their head.
Are you running a narrative? I'm interested. Is your whole life just, I'm walking down the street, now I'm going to open the door, and now I'm going to turn the stove on? Like, is that actually happening to people? Or are they just like doing life and there's nothing going on.
And who did this yesterday? Leon.
Leon, tell me about, you spent 5 hours talking about this with your mates, and Darcy did. What was going on?
We were discussing what you think about and when you think about those things, whether you hear your voice or maybe you visualise things or someone else's voice is just there.
Oh, God. Why don't you just keep writing Alpha Bucks questions?
It was a slow day yesterday.
I'm fascinated by this. Look at the meltdown, Fev.
Unbelievable.
Melbourne are going to tell us whether or not we've got inner voices. Or are we going crazy?
All right, we'll take those calls after this.
1019 The Fox.
Yes, now we have just asked the question, do you have an inner monologue? This was dividing the internet yesterday. People apparently either have a voice, which is often their voice, talking them through. It's like having your own narrator. Mm. I'm walking down the street. Now I'm going to call my mum and then I'm going to cross the road. I'll just press the button at the lights. Or some people don't have a voice and they're just seeing abstract things. And like if they think I'm going to make dinner tonight, the picture of dinner might pop up. Right. It's not
that's
a voice.
Me. I think that's me.
I think that might be you.
Yeah, I picture things.
What's funny, you say that might be you. And I did ask you this question and you weren't sure. But it's what you don't know is we do have access to your inner monologue. And Leon, like he pressed record, put a device near you and we got some insight into what goes on in your head. Do you want to hear what's going on in your head?
Yep.
Special fried rice, Wagyu beef, prawn dumplings, spring rolls, beef and black bean. Oh.
Yep. I pictured all then.
Yes.
Like everything I pictured.
So
it's like with footy. Like when we'd have meetings and they'd put all the writing and like essays up on the board. I couldn't comprehend it.
Yeah, right.
But then when we went out to training and we set it up and then they went through it, I knew exactly what was going on.
Right.
But we just spoke about that in the meeting and I didn't get it.
Yeah, interesting.
It's weird.
He's interesting. It's like when our meetings and we say, did you hear what our boss said?
I don't listen to a word.
Yeah, but in those meetings, you just turn the lights
on. Yeah, I'm off.
You're like,
yeah, I'm asleep.
Okay, we've got another caller on the line. 131060.
Hello?
Hi, this is your mother, Fee.
It's my mum.
Oh, my God, Pearl, please don't tell me you're in any institution.
What's happened, Mum? Why are you calling?
No, not yet, but I'm nearly there. Well, look, I have something quite different, similar to what you're talking about, but in my former life, I was a secretary, and I trained in shorthand and typing.
Yeah.
What my brain does with anything I'm thinking or talking or listening to,
yes,
I'm taking down the shorthand characters in my head.
Is that right?
So everything I'm hearing, I'm writing in shorthand.
That is genuine.
In my brain.
That's fascinating.
Hi, Pearl. Hey, when Fee talks, do you turn the lights out and just don't listen? Or?
Well, that's what I can do. You see, I can turn the lights out and then I just transcribe it. Shorthand, and then I can transcribe it back because you can't get away with anything.
I mean, I love this. And what we should do on the show tomorrow is not do you have an inner voice? Are you transcribing in shorthand in your head?
The Fox.
So,
if you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for tradie-oke.
Tradie-oke time. The tradies of Melbourne are so talented that we lend them our mics to entertain and to cheer everybody up on a, what is it, Tuesday?
Tuesday.
It's Tuesday morning. Luke from Langwarrin, a carpenter. How are you this morning, Luke?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, great, good. Luke. And all the better because I know we're about to hear your rendition of Billy Ray Cyrus's Achy Breaky Heart.
Don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart. I just don't think I'd understand.
Who?
Imagine if we'd known back in the 90s when that was a number one single that his daughter would one day be a bigger sensation than he was.
And then fast forward that far and he had a number one song yesterday, the longest one.
The Old Town Road.
You're
Old
right,
Town Road.
That's so true.
Amazing, yeah.
Now, Luke, this is your chance to dominate and possibly win the prize. Off you go, Lukey.
No worries. You can tell the world you never was my girl. You can burn my clothes up when I'm gone. Or you can tell your friends just what a fool I've been. Laughing, joking about me on the phone. Or you can tell my arms, go back into the phone. You can tell my feet to hit the floor. Or you can tell my lips, to tell my fingertips they won't be reaching out for you no more. But don't tell my heart, my aching, breaky heart, I just don't think you'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my aching, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man.
Wow.
Luke. Kev, I thought that was sensational.
Oh, yeah, it was really, I was in.
My
inner head was picturing him singing.
Now, for those new to the segment, Fev is the judge here. So Fev has a big decision to make. That is what we call our clubhouse leader at the moment.
Absolutely. But we have a scaffolder from Narrewarren South, Julian. Hi, Julian.
Hi.
Julian, what are you going to be performing for us?
You Make Me Wanna by Usher.
Nice.
R&B anthem.
Hey, Julian, are you at work at the moment? Are you scaffolding?
We're in between jobs, so we're just on our way to the next job.
Excellent. Who are you there with?
The boys in Truck 18, Ricky and Chris.
Hey, Ricky and Chris!
Hey. Yeah, the boys.
Yeah, the boys. Okay, do it for the boys, Julian. Give us a little bit of Usher.
For anything began between us, you were like my best friend. The one I used to run and talk to when me and my girl was having problems. You used to say it'll be okay, suggest little nice things I should do. And when I go home at night and lay my head down, all I seem to think about was you. Now you make me want to leave the one I'm with, start a new relationship with you. This is what you do, and think about it when you know the things that go along with it. You make me.
That was so good. Fev, I do not envy you. Luke and Julian have been outstanding this morning.
The genres. I mean, we've gone from country to R&B.
Absolutely. Now, Les from Mulgrave, lay timber floor. Oh, lay. You lay timber.
Oh, yeah.
You're a floor, Les.
He lays timber floors.
Sounds good.
Les, that was shocking radio broadcasting by me. What I've done there is just read what's in front of me.
Nah, that's all right. I can join the club too. That's all right.
Good. I hope you lay timber floors better than I do radio, Les. Now, what are you going to be performing for us?
I will be singing Dean Martin, It's Amore.
Oh.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Oh, Les!
Wow.
I love this, Les.
Thank you. All right.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, it's amore. Bells are ring, ding-a-ling-a-ling, ding-a-ling-a-ling. Vita Vella, lucky fella. When the stars hit your eye like a big pizza pie, you're in love. Do do do. When the stars shine, I'd have forgot the words, but I'll make up my own. Vita Vella, lucky fella. Thank you very much for trying as hard as I could. But I'm in love with Fox FM.
Wow!
Thank
you. I mean, some would say an easy decision, but there were two other ones before that.
I'd give it to them all, but we're broke. All right, give it to Les. That was amazing.
Les, well done. It's your
eye. Thank you very much.
Let's go to Nando's.
It is a lesson, Mulgrave.
Thank you.
Yes, it is Nando's.
Well done.
Great price for Les there. $250 to spend at the legendary Nando's. If you could just give us a little shout out on your way out, please. Les in Mulgrave.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, I love a fox. I love a fox.
The Fox. Now, here we go. Warwick Capper, we had him on the show on last week on Friday, and we had to dump him. Now, for people who don't know what that means, on our radio show, we have a button. Well, Byron's got the button over there. And when anyone swears or says something offensive, there is a button he can press that means you don't hear what just went to air. So basically, we've had Whopper. We've had Wazza on the show twice. I'll take you back to last week when we dumped him.
Yeah, we were talking about his UltraTune commercial with Pamela Anderson, which a lot of people are talking about at the moment.
Oh, we hit you.
Sorry, no, that's his terrible jingle. Sorry, this was the incident Fief spoke of. Here we go.
Good ad, though, wasn't it?
It was, isn't it? You also work with Charlie Sheen. That would have been amazing, too.
What happened?
Well, he said something. I can never understand what Warwick says, but Fev, apparently, who speaks fluent Warwick Kappa, it's a separate language, apparently he said something offensive and I've had to dump him.
About Charlie Sheen and maybe other things. Now, yesterday we had him on the show again. We thought because it had hit the headlines, he'd gone and spoken to the Herald Sun and he called us a pack of, what did he call us?
Well,
started
careful.
With a letter P
Pricks.
And ended with, oh, yeah, jeepers, well, you actually said it.
Well, you can't say that.
I would have said, you know, rhymed with. Anyway, we got him on the show to just check that everything was okay, and then suddenly we were talking about my name, and then he did this.
And I like your name, stage name, Betty Box.
So yeah, actually, their actual name.
It's a bit like Lisa. She can't play, but you should see her.
What was it?
Now look.
I didn't hear what he said.
I've had to dump him again.
Now, he's made headlines in the paper again, guys. It's in the Herald Sun.
What
the headline,
now?
Put a lid on it, Wazza. Fox FM host Fifi Box, Brendan Favola and Byron Cook have censored Warwick Kappa again during a live interview for the second time in 5 days. On the show yesterday, Box told Kappa, "We love you and our friendship." I really went hard, didn't I? "We've celebrated you on the show. Are we good?" She then went on to offer him a role as a movie reviewer. Now, I admit, I don't know where that... No, because why that happened was, twice we've rung Warwick and we've said, what are you doing? Couple of headlines from this. We all thought Warwick lived on the Gold Coast. Mm. No, he lives in Kew.
Yep.
So that was news. Warwick's local in Melbourne.
Yep.
And secondly, he said that because we said, what do you do with your life, Waz? What do you do? He does a lot of sportsman's nights, but he wakes up in the morning and he goes off to the pictures. Now...
His words, not ours. Because no one calls him the pictures.
Well, my grandma did. Like, you know, the pictures. So he's off to the pictures. So I thought because he's going to the pictures every day, why don't we get him to be a movie reviewer? Now, we're serious about this. So we've spoken. Darcy, one of our wonderful producers, she said to Warwick, we actually want to offer you a job. Like, we'll give you some cash. And he said, talk to my manager. Now, where are we at, Darcy? Because I don't know whether we've got this locked in. How are we going?
We're almost there. So yesterday he texted me after the segment saying, we call you tomorrow to discuss segment and fee. Get your ratings up, lol. Triple M Radio, who's that?
No. We're not Triple M.
Okay, Warwick.
We're Fox.
All right.
Does he know what station we're on?
Why are his text messages read like they were written by a five-year-old?
There's another update as well.
Yeah, what else?
He's decided he doesn't like the name Recappers. He said, kill that. I think of killer name for segment, Kiss.
Well, are you worried that he sent a kiss?
A little bit.
Okay, so because we thought we'll do Recappers because,
yeah, great,
you know, recap the movie for us. He doesn't like that. We're still discussing a fee. I mean, this is the big question. Will Warwick Kappa be back on the show again? That's actually the question. I don't know.
We don't know the answer. 100%.
We're waiting on the answer.
I hope it's no.
Beep, beep, Bev and Byron.
Power Shop. 100% carbon offset power you can be proud of.
We're the one now.